Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we got Larry on his phone down south. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Oh, staying warm. It's wet and cold.
Yeah, I want to start here with somebody emailed, scientist calculates we are currently in final twilight. If we recalibrate the Hebrew calendar, we are now in the year 5944 of the biblical chronology, 56 years away from the year 6000. Now, there's been a lot of dispute about how they do that. And I don't know how we would survive another 56 years, do you?
No, I know where the even the Hebrew calendar we're probably using is not totally accurate, but I don't think it's off that much.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's why the Lord said, folks, watch what I say unto you, I say unto all, said Jesus, watch. And so it's events, and as we see these events begin to unfold, then we know that we're getting close, and with everything that's going on with Trump and Israel, and Trump just brought in the new trade agreement, which a lot of folks have said it's even worse, really, in truth, than NAFTA was, but who knows? I guess you're always going to get that kind of stuff from anybody. I got some headlines, though, I ripped off from Stan Deo and his website. Virus spreading overseas with people who have never visited China falling ill in Germany, Japan, Taiwan, and Vietnam. Well, how is it spreading all over the world then? Is this coming down from chemtrails? Is this truly airborne where it's flitting around in the air and anybody can get it anytime? Have they come up with some new system, do you suppose?
Well, we do know that it's a mystery disease because I don't know if we'll ever know the truth, but I was listening to a guy on Lou Dobbs a while ago named Hatfield that was involved in a lot of the data, and he's linked in with the Public Health Service, and he was claiming that it appears to him that possibly in the U.S. we might have dodged a bullet and kind of contained some of this, but he's concerned not so much on people dying. He's concerned about a lot of the workforce getting sick. He says that it appears that it's not as bad as SARS was, but it could really hurt the nation's or the world's economy. And so, you know, well, I guess we'll just have to see. We're getting too many, I guess you could say, information from both ends of the scale, and we don't really have a balance.
Yeah, either everybody's dying and it's horrific, or it's pretty safe, don't worry about it. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and others predicted up to 65 million deaths via a coronavirus in a simulation that they ran 3 months ago. There's something going on here, Larry. They keep trying to deny that Gates has anything to do with this. He never gave any money to this outfit for that purpose. There is no patent for it. That's misinformation. The patent is actually for another coronavirus. I suppose you'd have to have somebody like Mike Adams take a look, and he could tell us what the real truth about that is. But we've got all kinds of clampdowns going on, and they're trying to come out and say a lot of this, if you don't adhere to the party line, then the information you're being handing out or you're doing your own research, it's all fake. And only the party line of the government and the health industry is the correct one. Cases are being, here's another one though. This is from Stan's headlines. Cases are being massively underreported, reveals a nurse. Seventh Australian virus case confirmed. British Airways cancels all flights to and from mainland China. We were told that Wuhan had been shut down on the 23rd. And there were no flights in or out. And that we found out that was an absolute lie. None of it was true. Anyway, seventh Australian virus case confirmed. British Airways cancels all flights. Hundreds of Americans and Japanese airlifted out of Wuhan, with Australia now to follow suit. Economic impact could be most severe. We'll get into some of this if we got time. Plane carrying 210 U.S. evacuees from China diverted to a California military base. Coronavirus screening expands to 15 more U.S. airports. U.S. quarantine stations are being set up. Australian scientists are first to recreate the coronavirus outside of China. So, the economic impact situation, excuse me, is interesting. I don't know if you remember it, but there was a prophecy that I can't remember who gave it. But they said it would an economic collapse would start in China, and it would go around the world. We would be the last to get it. But we would, in other words, it would be a global economic collapse. Now, if you follow what the rich men want to do, which is, well, number one, depopulation, of course, I think you always have to go back to what's the agenda. Now, some are saying, well, this release was just simply poor containment. It was accidental and they didn't mean to do it, which makes sense in some ways. I mean, why would China release something like that on their own people, shut down 30% of their industry and possibly even more? And I guess there are cracks showing up in their economy already. What do you think? When you got a prophecy like that.
Yeah, that's really interesting, Stuart. And I was going to ask you this question because, hold on just a second. I've got to pull my tinfoil hat on my left side a little bit above my ear. I got to pull it down over my ear. Okay, now I got it in place now. Tinfoil hat covering every part of my thinking. So I'll present this question. Ironically, I've heard in the last week or so that they're predicting in America a two-tier flu season. In other words, everybody's going to get the flu, I suppose, which is going on kind of now across the country. Not bad, but right. It's happening. And even schools are out in our area up in this region because of flu. But then they're saying there's going to be another flu coming. And you know what I'm thinking? I still got that tinfoil hat on, so I can talk this way. Bill Gates, if I remember right, he's big into chemtrails and those activities.
Yes,
now,
he is.
Now, what is it possible that what they just released pretty much will go around the globe and everybody will kind of think they got a little bit of flu, but hardly anybody will die but somebody with a real weak immune system, and then suddenly they deliver by chemtrail anywhere in the world they want to deliver it a deadly dose that could piggyback through that flu into someone?
Yeah, I've often wondered about that because what they used to do, they'd chemtrail a certain area, and then they'd monitor the local hospitals and clinics to see if there was a rise in people coming in with respiratory problems. And, of course, that was true. Wherever they did chemtrail, Then they just blamed it on the cocktail mix that they were putting in. One of the problems is that Edward Teller wrote a thesis or report, if you want to call it that, on geoengineering. And it was based upon global warming, that if they could chemtrail with a certain mix of aluminum reflectance and all of that sort of thing, that they could start to deflect the sunlight and prevent global warming. And the reason they wanted to prevent global warming, folks, is because global warming, scientifically, they claim, and it's probably true, and they explain it quite well, leads to global cooling. And it may sound contradictory, but it really isn't. Don't have time to get into that, but it really isn't. And that's why Edward Teller and his group were into that sort of thing. They wanted to slow down the warming. By slowing down the warming, they would then slow down any ice age that was coming, even if it's a mini ice age. But if Bill Gates and his group were running these simulations, then all of a sudden we get this release. It does make you wonder who released it and when, particularly now if it's showing up in areas where there haven't been any travelers from China or anywhere close to this. So where is that coming from? It makes you wonder what's really going on. And here's another headline. Coronavirus cover-up begins. China threatens social media users with 7 years in prison for reporting pandemic news that doesn't parrot the official stories. Well, that's a clue right there that something's wrong. Natural News. This is Mike Adams. With coronavirus infections having leapt nearly 30% in one day in mainland China, U.S. health officials are rolling out a parade of lies about the risks the United States might face. Now, the only reason you would be doing this kind of stuff, they would say, well, we're just using caution, Larry. We're just using common sense and past experiences, and we don't feel this is going to be a problem, when global deep state knows full well what they're up to. And like you just said, so you have a two-phase flu season. Second phase is much more deadly. We also know they want to cull off the elderly, like you and I. They want to get rid of us. It's basically the elderly people, and I shouldn't use that term, basically, but I'd say anybody over 60 would be considered probably a threat because they knew what the United States was, that they grew up in. They knew what the Constitution was. Our new people have grown up in the universities of socialism. They're not the problem. It's the older ones that are the problem. Is that why maybe they're targeting, and this is why the older ones are dropping over? Although I've seen conflicting reports there. Have you heard anything about the age level of these people?
No, that's one thing we're not getting from the victims is any list of ages at all.
Yeah, that's kind of odd. Anyway, heads up, here's another one. This is a good one for you. I think you brought it up, too. In case you missed it, yesterday, federal agents arrested Dr. Charles LeBur, chairman of Harvard University's Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology, with lying to the Department of Defense about secret monthly payments of $50,000 paid by China and receipt of millions more to help set up a chemical biological research laboratory in China. Also arrested were two Chinese students working as research assistants, one of whom was actually a lieutenant in the Chinese Army. The other captured at Logan Airport as he tried to catch a flight to China, smuggling 21 vials of sensitive biological samples, according to the FBI. The research lab the good professor had helped set up, guess where it's located? Wuhan University of Technology. And Wuhan, China, appears to be ground zero to the potentially global pandemic known as the coronavirus, which is both spreading rapidly and it is killing people. So, what do you think? This is all connected, probably Kansas as well.
Well, it's the American people are probably really lucky that we have such a political smokescreen and impeachment going on, so they don't have to worry about coronavirus.
Yeah, I know. I've never seen anything like it. And then we've got these Republicans kind of leaning towards the Democrats. I don't understand what their reasoning. I don't think they are reasoning. I think this is all just politics. Here's another one you need to comment on. The world today suffers from a highly fragile economic and geopolitical conditions. Not news to most people, the Liberty Movement that has been tracking the downward spiral for years, but it must be news to a majority of average Americans who really rarely venture to get in-depth information on any issue. The fact of the matter is, even though there are millions of us who are aware of the danger, we are still a minority. This has kind of an issue with the rich men, because they want a global collapse in order to bring in their Marx system. Do you suppose all of this is connected together?
Well, I would have to consider also, Stuart, that the global deep state and the local deep state, if you will, which includes those rhinos you were talking about and the Democrats and others, they're so busy trying to get rid of Trump. Everything else has pretty much failed. If they could just destroy his economy some way.
Well, they'll, of course, blame it if it gets here. And I would not be surprised either way. I would advise people definitely to take the precautions. I'm understanding that these N95 masks are basically sold out just about everywhere. I don't know if they're going to do much good. Anyway, it says here the Chinese financial markets will remain shuttered. They've closed down until at least February 3 due to the coronavirus fears. The move comes as the Wuhan outbreak grows in size and severity, with many fearing it may lead to a global recession. We're already in trouble globally. Shipping is down by sea. Shipping is down by rail. Shipping is down by truck. We're already in a very weakened position. And I don't know. Mary, when you start looking at this thing, the Georgia Guidestone, Deagle.com, economic collapse, all of which they'll probably blame on Trump anyway. But do you think there's a possibility that the rich men have actually begun their culling operations for the New World Order? And it'll have ripple effects, of course, like we've just been talking about. It'll have ripple effects in mandatory vaccinations. It'll have ripple effects in economic collapse. And that, boy, that has a lot of ripple effects for people. What do you think? You think this is the end game, part of it?
Well, it could be the beginnings of it. And, you know, another thing that global deep state does not want is a movement in Israel to literally enlarge their country. And that's exactly at the moment what Donald Trump is promoting, you know, to Israel, is to grow, to get bigger. and making provisions for that. And I can think of a number of reasons they want Donald Trump out of office.
Yeah, what's your take on this peace agreement or this deal of the century? Now, as I understand it does divide Jerusalem and it divides Israel up. What's the deal? I haven't had a chance to read it yet.
Well, we're getting a lot of information, it seems, from mainstream media that seem to indicate that this will split Jerusalem and the Palestinians will have East Jerusalem as their capital. However, some of the data that I'm seeing coming out, and including Breaking Israel News and others, on the peace plan is that another location is going to be given to the Palestinians for their capital, and it's not exactly Jerusalem. So here we are again, Stuart. We are in the time of political news. We're in the time of impeachment news. You know, we're in the time of you can't believe a thing they say news. And, you know, as I said before, Stuart, we don't know anymore. There's no balance in the news because you can't get the truth hardly.
Yeah, you have to kind of cross-examine the different areas. Now, like, you know, when they say there's a total shutdown, like they did, that the airports were closed, blah, 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 well, there are so many websites out there that actually track airlines, type of airplane they are, what their schedule is, where they're going, arrivals, departures out of any airport in the world. You type in Wuhan, it's business as usual. Maybe they didn't think that people would actually check this kind of stuff out. And we are getting now, some other people are reporting it. Found one on YouTube, some lady was reporting and showing, and she used a different tracking system than I did. And, yeah, there it is. And she was saying, well, what's going on? We were told this was a total lockdown. There is no lockdown. In fact, I got a let me see if I can find it real quick. Maybe
while you're hunting,
I look for it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, while you're hunting for that, Stuart, I was going to tell you, I was going to post on my blog today that image you had of Wuhan and the flights that were going on there, the one you put on your blog. And by the way, Google absolutely refused to allow that to upload, and they blocked it. They said it's security issues. Well, of course it is. You know, it's the truth. That's as unsecure as you can get.
Yeah, I guess you got that one right. Wow. Let me see if I can find it. It was a lady, I think, from California. And she wrote and said she had a friend who had a friend who came in from China. And they weren't checking anybody. They weren't even taking their temperatures or anything. So a lot of this stuff has got to be for public consumption. But the reality is they're spreading this like wildfire, probably hoping that this thing will finally show up in a couple weeks. But meanwhile, a lot of people are probably infected. They say that even during the incubation period, you're transmitting the disease. Here's one of the things that this lady said. Wuhan departures today. How easy is it to escape Wuhan? 8 pages of flights out of Wuhan today. More than 200 flights. Most flights are within China, but there's always that daily one that goes to Anchorage and then probably goes to Chicago or wherever they leave after they get there. U.S. and Canadian destinations from Beijing, even New York, Boston, L.A., San Francisco, Detroit, Anchorage, Newark, Vancouver. Does that sound like a shutdown? And they're also going into Amsterdam, Istanbul, Paris, Prague, Milan, Moscow. Now, we heard that Putin had shut down. Not so. Or is it one going to Moscow? So, folks, there's something wrong here. And I look at this always from the viewpoint of an agenda. What is the agenda? The agenda is to depopulate the planet. And the only way they can do that and probably get away with it is via pandemics of one sort or another. I mean, nuclear war is messy. Plus, it has a lot of radioactive material. I'm not saying we're not going to get involved into a nuclear war, because I think the Bible clearly says we will. But that's probably not their first choice. Their first choice would be either chemical or biological. Well, chemical's easier to trace. Biological's very hard to trace, because all they got to do is say, well, we don't know how it got out. We don't know how this happened. And how are you going to prove otherwise? What do you think, Larry?
Well, one of the best ways to actually kill off a lot of people with no explanation is the death certificates that say they died of the flu. You know, every year, isn't it ironic that every year they always claim this is going to be the worst flu epidemic ever? I mean, I've heard that for years. You know, I mean, but maybe we are reaching that point.
Well, and of course, every time they do that, then they push their vaccines. Got to get vaccinated. Well, you can get a free vaccination. Just walk into Walmart or wherever, and they'll jab you almost free of charge. Maybe it's a buck, whatever. But they're promoting and getting everybody vaccinated, orientated. So here's another headline. Hong Kong scientist warns coronavirus will infect or could infect up to 150,000 people per day. That's based on the vectors that they come up with. I think it could be a whole lot worse than that. I don't think we know yet. But don't be surprised, folks, if this breaks out here in the very near future. People have been coming in and out of all the international airports. No slowdown there at all. And we understood that at least 5 million people even escaped Wuhan before they clamped that down. And I was on Google World, you know, where they have the world maps. And you go in there and look at Wuhan, that's a huge place. 11 million is probably conservative. And then this say China can't even pronounce it now, 110 patients under observation in the United States already. 110. Well, what was it a couple days ago? 5. That's quite a jump, Larry.
Well, it is, Stuart. And by the way, Barry Rothman just worked a little more on his Tor code and found some very interesting information involving Wuhan, China,
yes.
Plague. It had a connective word called institute, and also it included bats and snakes. And Barry Rothman suggests that the code seems to suggest that the genetics of bats and snakes is somehow connected.
It's interesting he used that the word institute. That's what that professor in Harvard was dealing with. That's where it went. That's where
it's
he
in
was
the code.
Working.
Yeah, it's in the code. And it connects with plague, and the Torah code says it all connects to Wuhan, China.
Yep. The institute in Wuhan, China. That's where all that stuff was going. So the Bible code's verifying that. And that was just a news report. Now we got a Bible code to verify it. This is amazing. Well, I think the Lord wants everybody to know. Folks, this could get really, really serious. I would not accept anything that's saying, oh, poo-poo, it's not going to do anything. I would be getting ready that it is going to do plenty, particularly when you look at their agenda and how they operate. They want everybody dead. They don't want, and plus the fact, they want America to go down so that they can take the land and push it under the United Nations New World Order. And odd that they would not even take a picture of that flight. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry. for coming on, and folks, we'll keep you posted as we know what's going on. I think this is serious. Anyway, good night. Take care.